As world leaders talk shop in Pittsburgh, families in developing nations and those that stand to lose the most from climate change are weighing their options. Some will opt to stay home and confront the risks with the help of world governments or without them. Others will take their future into their own hands and abandon one sinking ship for another full of hope, immigration to a wealthier land. I asked the head of policy at the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission, John Bingham, what happens later if we don't get climate change and migration right and now.
We have to get it right, you know, every day and month and not just all at once. It's migration, human mobility has been with us since the beginning of time. It's one of the great builders of human civilization, the very societies now that sometimes struggle with newcomers are fundamentally migrant built. So we have to get it right. Every step of the way, we have to adjust to realities. Climate change is certainly a set of worries. Only one of which is the question of migrants that are losing their places of birth and losing their countries with no option but to migrate. That's a phenomenon that has to be addressed. Yes, and the world has come together and is coming together to try and consider the migration aspect. Aspects of climate change, along with the myriad of other concerns there. The idea of responding to migration, or the need to respond to migration, is not just one to imagine we can close doors and it'll be over. That would hurt the countries that need migrants as much as it would hurt the individual migrants and the families themselves. The challenge of the day, and the challenge each day and moment in this, whether it's reacting to climate change possibilities or wars or conflicts or natural problem of famine or other, is to manage the migration. And that calls for bringing together all of the actors, the political actors at national and regional levels, the international institutions of the United Nations, among others, civil society organizations with the church always active on these issues, and other organizations, with the media, the role of the media increasingly important as a major actor and driver of action and reaction on these matters.
We haven't mentioned Pope Benedict and the Church's calls for integrating migrant communities into our societies.
Yes.
Is enough emphasis being placed on integrating migrants today?
Yeah, integration is one of the most important challenges facing societies and migrants alike. Migrants move to a country to either live there for a long period of time or sometimes just to work with shorter projects in mind. But the question of integration is itself, it's a challenge day to day. It's how a migrant lives in a society and is perceived in a society. It's how a society welcomes or not that migrant, and how together they hold together with some kind of social cohesion. The church, always talks of common good. So as much as some think that the church is only on the side of migrants or blindly on the side of migrants and foreigners, that's not where the church stands. That's not where the church hopes the situation will move, and that's not where we pray. Where we stand and hope and pray is for a sense of common good in neighborhoods, in cities, and in countries, and then a universal common good among nations and across the globe, where we can look at the needs of a society that's receiving migrants and the needs of migrants, all as human reflections of God, and say, how do we make this thing work? Integration is a key, is a key to a sense of belonging, a sense of solidarity, and the achievement of a common good.
And a warm thanks there to John Bingham, who is head of policy at the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission.